From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A major blaze leaves Antiguan prison inmates homeless. The banana issue getting agenda attention at the WTO, and Cuba about to execute two convicted killers. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's 197 prisoners have had to be relocated following a major morning fire which left extensive damage at the state prison. Attorney General Radford Hill has since confirmed that the blaze was started by what he labeled a small group of inmates. 17 persons are said to have been taken to hospital and treated for minor injuries, including one prison officer and two female prisoners. According to Mr. Hill, there were no serious injuries, and the entire prison population are accounted for in secure prison conditions. Journalists who were on the scene confirmed there was a shooting incident when two prisoners thought to be escaping were shot in the leg by the police. Newspaper reporter Horace Help says there's some merit to claims Antiguan inmates have been facing deteriorating prison conditions.
The prison was privatized sometime last year, almost a year now, and it's now run by Amalgamated Security Services. It's a Trinidad and Tobago-based company, and that itself caused a lot of controversy here because many people at the time figured that the government